Yes, Father, you know, this lesson was an encouragement on encouragement, I believe, Lord, and so as we get into your word now, Lord, that you would encourage us to be ones who encourage our brethren and our sisters to press on, to endure, to encourage one another as long as it's called today. And so have your way with our minds and hearts through your word this evening, Lord, and just speak to us in Jesus' name. Amen. And I really can't think of a better way to start out as we look at this lesson this week then to be in prayer, because you know, as we looked at these four verses, let me get some glasses on so I can actually see. You know, as we looked at Paul's encouragement to Philemon in verses 4-7 here, and what Paul noticed and what Paul was thankful for, and we can, you know, take notice and advice from this, I think to be an encouragement to one another, to pray for one another, and to let one another know that we're thankful for them, you know. Let's read through these four verses and we'll move on from there. Starting in verse 4, I thank my God, making mention of you always in my prayers, hearing of your love and faith which you have toward the Lord Jesus and toward all the saints, that the sharing of your faith may become effective by the knowledge of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. For we have great joy and consolation in your love, because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed by you, brother. So, you know, here we have Philemon. We know that he came to know Jesus through Paul, as well as Onesimus, who we will meet soon. But before Paul makes any request of Philemon, he encourages Philemon. He tells Philemon what he's thankful for. He lets him know that he prays for him, and that not just, I prayed for you once and I'm done, but that I pray for you often, right? He says, I thank my God, making mention of you always in my prayers. So I can picture Paul as he goes through his prayer. I don't know how he ever has time for anything else. I think that's why he encourages us to pray without ceasing, right? Because he probably has a list that, you know, I can see the scroll now as he takes it out and goes, I think I'm going to go through my prayer request list, and boom, you know, we think our list is long. He probably opens it up and it probably rolls across the floor. You know, I think of, I can't think of which gospel it is. One of the gospels says that if we had written everything about Jesus that we could have, it couldn't be contained, right? And, you know, I think of Paul's prayer list, and if he had to write them all out, it probably couldn't be contained. And I think really if, when we think about praying without ceasing or making mention of people in our prayers, I don't think our list could ever end, really. We always have something or someone to be praying for and to be thankful for in our prayers, because we know that God hears and that God answers according to his will. But I think as we look at this prayer of Paul's, or this note of Paul's here, when he says, I make mention of you always in my prayers. Look at some of the things that he says he's doing. I hear of your love. I hear of your faith. He's encouraging Philemon here, which you have towards the Lord Jesus Christ. It could be put like this. If you look at the New Living Translation, it says, I keep hearing about your faith in the Lord and your love for all of God's people. I'm praying that you will put into action the generosity that comes from your faith as you understand and experience all the good things that we have in Christ. Do we do that? We have so much in Jesus Christ, you know, that goes beyond salvation alone. You know, it's more than we could ask or imagine, the word says, you know. And it continues, your love has given me much joy and comfort, my brother, for your kindness has often refreshed the hearts of God's people. So Paul is thankful for the refreshment that Philemon offers others. So his encouragement, isn't it? When you receive good news. I look at our prayer list tonight, and there were some praises in there. Yeah, there was a lot that we needed to pray for, but there was also things that we could say thank you for. You know, we look at Bella, for example. She has so much going on in her body, but she has this opportunity for this big surgery. Thank you, Lord, isn't it? It should refresh our hearts that she has this opportunity for this surgery, because that early on when we were looking at this, it looked hopeless. But now there's opportunity. Thank you, Lord, for that. We look at Jane Scott. Yeah, juvenile diabetes is hard, but he's getting one of those scanners. Praise God for that, you know. It should refresh us when we see our prayers being answered, right? Rose, knee replacement. You know what? She's going to walk so much better when she comes through the other side, right, of the rehab there. You know, yeah, my joints hurt, but I was told my knees are perfect, right? So there isn't arthritis. There was a concern that perhaps I have the degenerative joint disease that my mom has. Well, guess what? I don't. You know, yes, my ankle has arthritis in it, but it hasn't come up to my knee. Don't know what the pain is, but I can rejoice in the fact that it's not this degenerative disease that we thought it could be. Now, I question the Lyme test, and I'll still question it, and perhaps have it tested in a different way or some other way, but at least for now, well, they're saying that's not it, you know. Okay, so we move on from there. I'm thankful for the fact that I get to see my doctor tomorrow, and I called late last week in Canandaigua. She delivered all four of my children, and she was not on call for one of them. And she heard that I was having trouble and said, let's get her in. I have time this day, you know. So thank God for that. We should be encouraged by prayers being answered. Jackie, you got an appointment. You're having these issues. You got an appointment. You know, praise God. Prayers get answered. Helen, you said there was a good report on Audrey's neck, that the neck has improved. You know, praise God. So, yes, she has a long haul, but we pray on because God is good, and he's going to continue to answer. You get to go see family. How awesome is that? You know, we just got back, Fred and I, from seeing my sister and her husband in Alabama. It was a long drive there, a long drive back, but what a refreshing time while we were there with them. A newborn baby. I mean, that's like, oh, so exciting. Thus far, Mariah's been safe on her campus. And she has job opportunities that she has to look and, you know, weed through. What does she want to do? And I know we didn't ask for this, and Hannah, thank you for praying for Steve. And I don't, Sue's not on, but Steve had a CT scan, and he has suspicious nodule. So they're waiting for biopsy. But praise God that we have the technology that they could see it, right? Yep. Whatever it is, whether it's cancerous, whether it's not cancerous, you know. And thankful that Lori, even though she wasn't feeling well, was able to go to this concert, right, and sing and get through that time, and that God brought her back safely. And Barb, I'm so thankful that you were so thoughtful to ask, Karen, how are you doing, you know, because in my mind, we were supposed to meet tonight. No, we were supposed to meet last week, and I was not doing well last week. So I'm thankful for the prayers and thankful to be feeling well enough to be here tonight. You know, God is good. And so we should be making mention of these things. Lord, I'm thankful for this. Lord, I'm thankful for this. And that our prayers shouldn't always be, I'm asking for this, I'm asking for this, but Lord, I am thankful for this. And I know we are encouraged in Scripture not only to pray, but to pray with thanksgiving. And several of the Scriptures in our lesson looked at Paul and how he starts out a majority of his letters, and we know with the greeting of grace and peace. But then he tells the recipients that he's praying for them and making mention of them. Colossians, I'm not exactly sure why our book asked us to look at 1:4, but if you look back one verse in Colossians 1:3, it says, we give thanks to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. So that classic, we're praying always. Here it is in Philemon, making mention of you always. Colossians 1:3. Praying always for you. Ephesians 1:16, I do not cease to give thanks to you, or I pray constantly for you. Thessalonians 1:2, we give thanks to God always for you, making mention of you in our prayers. 2 Thessalonians 1:3, we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren. And then he gives a reason. He doesn't just say, I'm praying for you, but he gives a reason as well. And I think it's important sometimes that we hear from others, not only that we're praying for you, we're thinking of you, but why, you know, and to encourage them, you know, because we all, I believe, need encouragement. Paul says to Philemon, I've heard of your love. I've heard of your faith. I've heard of how you're refreshing to others. And I'm praying that your faith would, and your work would be effective, you know, that you would become effective. And now you have this great knowledge of the good things of Jesus Christ. And I'm praying that you would take that even further to encourage others, right? We're encouraged to encourage one another. I want to see if I can find it. 1 Thessalonians 5:11 says, encourage each other and build each other up, just as you're already doing. We're encouraged to encourage one another as long as it's called today, because we know the day is drawing near. Hebrews 10:25 tells us not to neglect meeting together, as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near. And, you know, we all know the news that's going on, all the stuff that's happening in Israel. We see things in Revelation and Ezekiel just coming together right before our very eyes. And so we need to be encouraging one another to remain steadfast, to be joining in, whether it's women's study, whether it's our guys and men's, or whether it's in your midweek study, or whether it's in your Sunday service, whether it's in your adult classes, or whatever it is, even if it's just fellowship. Hey, let's have a cup of coffee. Gather together with your brothers and sisters in Christ, because we all need to be encouraged, because the day is drawing near. Right?
Yep.
And we want to remain steadfast. And we need to be building one another up. and in God's word. And you know that I encourage you all the time. If God lays somebody on your heart, send them a message, you know, let them know what you're, if you're praying for them, if he gives you a scripture for them, if it's just you're thinking about them, you know, maybe somebody needs to know that they're being thought of. You know, there was a question in our book. I couldn't answer it. I don't know. It was in the Living for Others on page 141. It says, Paul had heard a report, probably from Epaphras, that Philemon had made no exception in his love and faithfulness to the believers in Colossae. The reason Philemon was able to live for others was because his first priority was to love and be faithful to Jesus. And it says, what is your reputation among the saints? How do you answer that, right? You know, what have you done recently to exhibit love for others in the church? Well, you know, I can say what I've done, but I don't know what my reputation is among the saints. You know, it's really not for me to say, but I would hope that it would be one. You know, I want to be said of me, and I want my whatever it is on your tombstone, whatever they call that, you know, to say she pleased God. You know, I think of Enoch. And he's one of my favorite stories because there's very little said of him in scripture, but what is said of him is God took him because he pleased me, you know? I want that said of me. You know, I want my reputation among the saints to be, you know, that Karen White, she pleases God. You know, when she makes food for fellowship after church on Sundays, she's pleasing God because she's taking care of her church family. You know, when she scrubs the toilet or when she counts the paint cans or when she, you know, Jackie prayed. I don't know if everybody knows this, but we believe sold our church building. It's too big for our church body and too much work, and there's too much financial burden and things that need to be fixed there. And we did receive an offer on the building, and through the leadership has accepted it. And you know, there's a lot to do, a lot of things to get ready, a lot of things to get rid of, a lot of things, you know. And so what do? You go over there and you pull things out and you get things ready and you pack things up and you get rid of certain things, and you know, so you do that. When somebody is sick and hurting, you go visit them in the hospital, right? When somebody needs a ride somewhere, you do it, right? When we see some lady struggling in a parking lot, you go and you lift the burden, right? And you carry it for them. Somebody's sick, you make a meal for them, whatever. That's how you exhibit love for others in your church. When you know that something's going on that's hard, you know, Steve with the nodule. There's nothing we can do, but we can let Sue know we're praying. And there's nothing like that. You know, it wasn't this summer. I think it was last summer. I had a mammogram, and I got called back. And I got called back because they saw something specific lit up in my mammogram, and they let me know that. And I had asked Sue specifically to pray for me because she'd gone through breast cancer before. And every day up until my appointment to go back in, and a few times during the day, she just texted me. And one, you know, it might just be a heart. It might have been little praying hand. It might have been thinking of you. While I was in my appointment, a text came in from her. I'm praying for you right now. I know you're with the doctor right now. You know, it's just that encouragement. I think we all need that, you know. And so I think that these verses just were an encouragement for us to let each other know how much you mean to each other. We need to do that. It's very important. You know, I can't tell you how many times God has either laid me on somebody's heart or has laid somebody on my heart, and you don't know what's going on. You know, they could be in a different place, a different state, different whatever. And you text them and you say, hey, I'm thinking of you. Don't know what's going on, but I'm praying for you. And they text back and they say, wow, I can't believe that you're praying for me because A, B, or C is going on. I have a friend in Pennsylvania, and I can't tell you how many times she'll say, wow, Karen, I do not know what's going on with you, but God has you on my heart. And I'll be like, wow, something crazy is going on with Isaiah today, you know, or something like that. Or even when the kids were little, you know, she's like, Hannah, you know, she would call up and she'd be like, what's going on, Karen? I'm like, Hannah's driving me crazy. And she'd go, yeah, I knew I just needed to call. I'm like, yeah, because I was just about to ring her neck. And she's like, hey, don't ring her neck. Let's talk instead. That's Hannah. Yeah. So, yeah, she was a little pistol growing up. But, yeah. So, I say she was just training ground for Isaiah. So, but it's so important, so important, so important, you know, when God lays somebody on your heart to let them know. And whether it's, and I think that like Paul, we need to let them know before we say anything that we're thankful for them first. You know, I'm thankful for you, but I know something's going on and praying for you, you know, whatever the situation is. So a short lesson. I'm not going to say much. I think the book brought out a lot. We'll go through it. We'll talk about what the book brought out. But I was just so thankful for this prayer list. And as I think of each person on here and I look at the screen and who's on tonight, and I'm thankful for each one of you. You know, I'm thankful for what you mean personally to me. I'm thankful for your, how you encourage me, how you push me to go on, you know, because there's been times where, frankly, I haven't wanted to teach a Bible study. Mm-hmm. You know, I haven't wanted to, I wanted to curl up in a ball and, you know, have my pity party and just, you know, stay in my cozy jammies and not leave my house. But I have been pushed by several people, you know, and I'm thankful for that. One of them sits in this room today. She pushes me all the time as far as study goes. And when study ends and I'm like, I don't think I want to do another study, she'll push me into the next study, you know. And I'm thankful for that. And I'm thankful for another one who, when I literally could not go on because my body wouldn't let me, my mind wouldn't let me, stepped in, you know, and took over because I literally could not. And just so thankful. When our hostess could no longer host us, we have one who stepped in, willing to host. I'm so thankful, you know. And I'm thankful for Bob, who allows those who can't be physically with us to meet with us, you know. And boy, does that man go through a lot in his own home. Mm-hmm. And yet he faithfully gets us on and allows Barb to meet with us and Lori tonight when she's not feeling well. And if my mom physically could get up to be on, she would be on. If Sue, you know, wasn't tending to her husband, but praise the Lord, I'm sure she's tending to Steve, which is why she's not on, you know, and I'm thankful for that. She is, as Hannah prayed, such an example, to us and her love for her husband and her coming alongside him and her care for him, you know. It's just amazing. So thankful for this book. Thankful for each one of you. And I just encourage you to press on and keep doing it, you know. And as Paul says in verse 7, we have great joy and consolation in your love because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed by you, brother. And I can say that I have great joy and consolation because I have been refreshed by all of you. So we'll just leave it at that and we'll go through the questions in our books. So Father God, we thank you for your word. Thank you for the encouragement of these four short verses, but their powerful impact. And as we look at the questions now, that you would just continue to encourage us through these verses in Jesus' name. Amen.